Well, Jimmy, 10-wicket win. Wins don't come more emphatic than that, do they?
Yeah, it's a, you know, one of those amazing days where sort of everything goes your way, I suppose. You know, not much. I don't think the ball did too much, but what it did do, you know, resulted in a wicket for us. With the new ball in the first, you know, in the Middlesex innings, you know, a couple of balls, you know, did a little bit, and just and they brought wickets, and then everything that Middlesex boys hit went to hand, and it was, you know, great win. You know, but having said that, I did think we bowled very well all the way through. It was a really good effort.
Did you sense there was something happening when they were 5 for 3 off the two overs?
Yeah. When you, especially with, you know, you've got some pretty big wickets in that. You know, they got a strong batting lineup. You know, certainly their top 5-6, and so to remove three of them so early was a huge boost. And but certainly, for, you know, the way the guys bowled Fidel and Jackson up with the new ball was exceptional. And you know, I don't think every game's going to necessarily be like that. You know, but certainly if we bowl like that, we're going to give ourselves a good chance of getting the right side of games.
They were 40-odd for 7, weren't they? I know they then put on a few runs, and yeah, you did well to actually get 117. But did you feel then at 7 down there was no way back for them?
Well, you always sense that you know there's still something possibly in the game. But I'm sure that realistically, certainly for the neutral, you'd be thinking that probably the game's run its course in many ways. It takes something exceptional, from the lower order batters to Middlesex with the ball to turn it around from there. Yeah, but I thought our guys, all the way through, Rex and Mason, that's what his role is, take wickets in the middle period when the ball's lost a bit of its shine. And then Carby, from the off, played beautifully. So it's great win.
And nice for you, winning runs, it brought up your 50 as well.
Yeah, it's been a while, coming. The runs have been a little bit scarce of late, but nice to feel, to spend some time in the middle, feel that, the rhythms are back a little bit. There's still a long lot of the season left to play for, so hopefully some form, it's good, some good time to find some form and kick on from this.
It's been tough, isn't it, because that's your first half century since Middlesex here in the Championship, middle of May.
Yeah, it's been a lean, sort of wretched few, couple of months almost, so certainly it's good to be, to be back, sort of scoring some runs, spending some time. But cricket's one of those games. You go through little cycles like that, and I've just got to make sure that if I'm striking the ball a bit better, I make the most of it.
We haven't spoken to you since you've relieved yourself of the captain to say, well, I mean, that's what, 2 weeks back now or so. I mean, when you look back now, was it the right decision?
Yeah, no, I'm very happy with how things are. I mean, certainly, like my own form has been sort of the question mark for a lot of that time, but hopefully that decision on a sort of selfish front in terms of my own form will bear some fruit. Got a bit of 4-day cricket still to crack, but I think that I've felt a little sort of burst, sort of re-energised a bit in the field. Hopefully I can still give more to the team with the bat, and still give plenty in the rest of it. And Vincey's done a great job so far, and fingers crossed we can transfer some of this white ball form into the red ball.
Do you have any plans to maybe return to the captaincy? Or
I think it's been fairly well documented. I've been fairly reluctant captain through the years, and it's been a great honour to have done it, and I'm proud of what we've achieved and how we've moved forward a bit. But this year's been a bit of a it's been testing. We'll sit down at the end of the season and see what the best thing is for everyone to move forward for. But I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. We're trying to locate the middle of the bat, so it's been nice just to be able to worry about the batting.
Just finally, what a great comeback from Thursday. I know you were all disappointed, not enough runs at Canterbury, but what a great way to answer that.
That's the nature of this cricket. Everyone's beating everyone so far in this comp. It seems that the games are, there's been some amazingly close games and there's been some amazingly one-sided games, but certainly it seems there's no real pattern emerged yet. And hopefully if we can win, back up a win tomorrow, then we can be right up there and making some good headway towards the knockout stages.